DJ and PK brought to you in part by America First Credit Union. Get the official debit cards of the Utah Jazz, University of Utah Sports, Real Salt Lake, and more. Exclusively at America First Credit Union. Time to welcome in Chris Jones now. Former Utah assistant coach, former Aggie assistant coach, father of Samford guard Rylan Jones in the NCAA tournament in Utah for his final year of college hoops. Chris, good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. So, Chris, are you the guy at the golf tournament who wins the drawing and gets the most expensive gift? Are you the guy at the Christmas party who walks away with the best gift? Or are you the guy who says, I never won anything? Because it seems like right now your family really hit the lottery here in the NCAA tournament.
Well, I've never won anything when it comes to those things, but we did hit the lottery. If I waited 30 years to win something, I was glad to win this because when we were sitting around Sunday watching the show, you know, my wife's parents were here and my dad. And when it showed up, I'm like, the first thing I said is they just saved us 10 grand. everybody just started laughing. And I was like, holy heck. And my wife had the computer out and we were getting ready to be on Delta and Delta.com. And like, okay, where are we going? And lo and behold, we hit the jackpot. So, I knew a couple of the guys on the selection committee. The Samford AD Martin Newton is on the committee, and then Tom Wistersill, the Big Sky commissioner, who I've known Tom for a long time, he's on the committee. That night, I just texted him a thumbs up and a prayers grateful emoji. Said thank you, and they both knew what I was talking about. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's Jonesy. That's just got to be just the best case scenario. I mean, this has a little Hollywood in it when you think about it. A kid from Utah in his third school, all the way over on the East Coast, and coming home. When you talk to him, how was he?
Oh, he was. You know, they did a deal where they. You know, Homewood in where Samford is there outside of Birmingham. It's a great, that's an unbelievable place that I've learned to love in the last year. Great little outdoor community, little restaurants, bars. They all are all in on everything Samford does. I mean, they had a block party going on. It was about three blocks worth of people and restaurants and everything was going on. They had music going and they were outside. And When they showed their, you know, when CBS jumps to their video feed of them, they were all outside and, you know, Rylan was in the back row, but I kind of saw him jump up and he had a smile on his face that just, you know, brought a lot of good emotion to us. So I knew he was fired up when that happened. And then he just texted me a little after. He said, unreal. I can't believe it happened. So he was ecstatic and, you know, the cool thing is his teammates were really happy for him and a chance to come home. And, you know, none of them ever been to Utah before.
Right,
so they were like,
right.
What do we wear? How much snow is there? Or, you know, they had no clue.
And yeah.
So, it was kind of a fairy tale, to be honest with
right.
you. And, we're just very thankful and grateful and, fortunate that that Samford gets to come here.
So Rylan grows up, a high school basketball star here in Utah. So the fact that he goes to the U or he transfers to Utah State, I think everybody gets how that works. But for a fifth and final year of basketball to end up at a Baptist school in Alabama at Samford University, how did that work?
You know, a year ago, you know, obviously, you know, a year ago, he had major injuries problem with, well, concussion issues, and he was, you know, medically disqualified to play anymore at Utah State, and so it was a little scary, and we had to figure out if he was going to be able to play anymore. And so my wife, he said he wanted to try to play, and so we did some work and made sure he was healthy, and did a ton of. He visited about four different doctors a year ago, and this time in this spring, and independent neurologists and neuropsych people, and they did all the studies and the imaging and the workups, and you know, they all came back and gave him a clean bill of health. And so he went into the portal. He said, I want my basketball career to finish on my note and on my terms and not laying on the floor in Boise with a concussion. And so he went into the portal, and it was a little scary going into the portal, you know, a kid coming off of, you know, three concussions, and, you know, his stats weren't very good because he had all kinds of games where he played 3 minutes and had no stats, but it all adds up, you know, to playing a game, and so that your stats don't look good sometimes. And so he went into the portal, and he was actually down in California when he was in the portal with his girlfriend hanging out, and you know, it was crazy the amount of people that reached out to him and reached out to me and his former coaches. And you know, the portal, I've only been on the other side of the portal, where I'm the guy calling kids in the portal and families in the portal, you know, when I was coaching in college. And now you're on the other end of it, where people are calling you inquiring about Ryland. And so it was crazy. Just, I mean, it was bizarre. And he had a lot of awesome schools call him everywhere from, you know, the Northwest to the Southeast and all, and everything in between. And he just fell in love with Bucky and the coach there. And, you know, Bucky reminded him a ton of both of his high school coaches. You know, he played for Matt Barnes at Olympus High School, and, you know, Matt was a fantastic coach and great for Ryland. And then Logan Brown, his coach at Logan High for a year. He just like that. He reminds me of those two. And I'm said, hey man, you this is all about your deal. And he just fell in love with Bucky and what they had to say. And, you know, Bucky told him, hey, there's a lot of schools where you can go to that they'll probably be in the NCAA tournament. It's a foregone conclusion, you know, but why don't you come here and help us go somewhere where we've never been before? And he just loved that. He just loved it. And they were going to be good anyway, Samford. They had good pieces coming back, but they needed a point guard, needed a guard that was older, experienced, kind of been through it. And they were great. And he just loved Bucky and how he talked to him and how he approached things. And they had a perfect master's program for him, and away we went. And we're just thankful that it happened.
So people in this community who are into basketball, they know Chris Jones. And I've known you for 30 years. And with that in mind, I'm wondering how many people are hitting you up for tickets.
You know, we had a pretty good barrage of requests there for a little while, but everybody, you know, they get it. They're all sensitive to it. They're all like, hey, I know you're going to have a ton of people calling you, but if you have any extra, let me know. And they were great about it. And I think Ryland's been able to get around 25 or 30 tickets from his teammates. And so there'll be a good little section there cheering for the Bulldogs.
You said end his basketball career on this note. Is he's not going to play professionally overseas or do anything? Is this it?
I mean, who knows? I mean, you know, is he? Does that work out? Does that happen? You know, that's kind of the next chapter. And I'm sure if that situation approached him and that was put in front of him, he might consider it. But you know, that's so hard to do. There's so many good players and that want to do that. So, you know, he doesn't know what he wants to do. He's just hoping to win a game here and go from there. And sure, he would love to play if it's presented itself in a good situation. But, you know, he's ready to play the Jayhawks tomorrow and see where that goes. And hopefully they get a chance to be in the game at the end and see what happens.
Samford, 29-5, a lot of winning, 15-3 in conference, and then obviously win the Southern Conference. And I'm sure you've seen this team, and you've talked about just now how it was a good team. Go a little in depth. Tell us about the team.
You know, they're very interesting. The coach there, Bucky, I've mentioned him. He's a huge. When he was little, he loved watching Rick Pitino's teams play at Providence and Kentucky and back in the day. And then his kind of mentor was an old Rick Pitino guy. And so he grew up with when Pitino was pressing and picking you up full court and doubling you everywhere and 94 feet. They basically pressed you when you got off the bus. And he just fell in love with that style. And so that's what he did when he coached in high school, and they had a ton of success. He won multiple state championships in Alabama. And so he's like, when he got to Samford had been, You know, they had been nothing for 20, 25 years. And so he's like, we have to be different. We have to be unique. And nobody does what, you know, they do anymore. Nobody presses full court anymore all game long and plays 10 or 11 guys. And so he just implemented his own version of that system. And I'm telling you, they do. When you get off the bus, you better be ready to get pressed. And that's what they do. And they play 10 or 11 dudes, and they shuffle you in and out of that lineup. And, you know, Ryland, I think, is first or second on the team in minutes at around 24 or 25 a game. And, you know, most teams, their top players in minutes are somewhere in the low to mid-30s. And if not a little higher, but they, you know, 24, 25 minutes, and you're in there for 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, and you get after it, and you press, and you pick up, and then on offense, like Bucky told him, hey, I don't care if they score on us, but that ball better get out of the net and be going the other way really fast. And so they play at a really high pace. They get that ball up and down the court. They shoot a ton of threes. But it's not crazy. They take good shots. It's not just fire the first one that presents itself. It's like they take really good shots, and all five guys out there can take them and make them. And so they just do. They're just unique. And then when they get back in the half court, people break their press. They mix in zone. They play two different types of zone. They switch in their man to man. They'll double the post. They're just different. And so when teams play them, they have to be ready for a lot of different things that they don't generally see. And so it's fun. It's fun to watch them play. And they got a bunch of guys that have sacrificed and guys that could maybe be scoring 4 or 5 more points a game. But, you know, they do it for each other. And, you know, everybody likes to say that, hey, we got to play for each other. We got to do it for each other. But when it happens, when it actually happens, it's really fun to watch a team come together and do it. And, you know, there was a group of about 15 of us, a lot of my friends and buddies. We went down to Asheville a few weeks ago to watch the SoCon tournament. And it was just fun to see in live action and in person. And they just get after it, and they love their coach. They love each other. And they got a lot of cast of characters out there that are fun to watch.
Chris, since we have you on, and since a lot of our listeners are going to be filling out brackets, which is, you know, an educated guess at best the way the game works these days, do you have anybody in this tournament you consider a lock? And it doesn't have to be to go deep in the tournament. There may be something you think this team will get to the Sweet 16. If you've got somebody, maybe somebody you think this team's getting knocked out early despite the fact they got a great seed. Any tip you have for our listeners now, even if it's just for a couple of games, they'll take it.
Well, I've never, obviously, all the years I coached at Utah, Kentucky was our nemesis, but I think Kentucky has a chance to win it all. I know they're not an underdog, but, you know, nobody's picking them generally to win it. But I think, you know, their bugaboo over the last, whatever, 7, 8, 9 years at Kentucky is they haven't been very good on offense. Well, that's changed. They're an elite offensive team, and they can score with anybody. And, they can put 80, 90, 100 points on the board, and their defense has gotten better the last month. And so, you know, obviously UConn is a fancy pick because they have it all. And if I had to bet money on it, I'd probably bet on UConn to win the whole thing. But a team that would give great value to getting to the Final Four or getting there to the end, I probably would say Kentucky.
Tell us about your son's life experience, Jonesy, because this is a Utah kid. Right. And he's obviously the only kid from Utah on the roster. And you said these kids haven't been to Utah. Most of them, I called up the roster, obviously are going to be from the South, the surrounding states around Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and of course, Alabama. So just from life experience, has he talked to you? And if he has, about just the different exposure he's gotten, sort of if you will, another way of life. You know what I'm getting at down there?
Because
it's different than what it is here.
Yeah. Incredibly friendly. So friendly, so nice. Go out of their way to help you. You know, he even has a few other, you know, he says y'all now and a few of those things and a few of the little sayings. And but just incredibly friendly people. I mean, you know, my wife was down there a bunch traveling to see him play, and I got down there a time or two, but I couldn't get down there very often because I was in the middle of my season. But, I mean, they're so nice. I mean, everybody just is like, they're just nice. They just go out of their way to help you, and at restaurants, they cater to you everything you need and you want, and they'll do anything for you. And, you know, it's a slower pace. Nobody gets too worked up over things, and it's just simple. It's simple, and it's really nice to see, and no rat race, and you know, nobody's just on your case about this or on your case about that. Just good, simple people who go out of their way to help you, and they love their, obviously, as you can imagine. Now, I will say that where Samford is in this area, just outside of Birmingham, Homewood and Mountain Brook and just a little area, really, really, really nice place. And they love Samford, but Alabama is religion. And in terms of like Alabama football, I mean, I was down there on an Alabama football weekend and the whole town stops. It could be a Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock and you own a store. Well, no, you're closed. You're closed on that Saturday because you're watching Alabama football. And so like, it's kind of funny. There's a ton of Samford basketball fans, but Alabama is their religion. And just, you know, as you guys know, Alabama football is something unique. But the area is great. The people are great. Ryland's learned a lot. Loves the weather. You know, 40 degrees was the coldest it got, you know, this winter, and that was kind of cold. But yeah, just really good people, easy to talk to, easy to be around. So he's really enjoyed meeting all those new people from every walk of life, and it's been really cool for him.
Well, congratulations on the success, and I know as a parent, you know, you just can't be more proud of your kid when they roll the dice and bet on themselves and go do something different, and it turns out great, and then you save 10 grand, so you win too.
Yeah, we all win. And so, yeah, so we're just kind of like, right, we were thinking last week at this time we were going to be somewhere and figuring it out and doing new things, and I'm just sitting at my house getting ready to, you know, get to work and get some things done, and now a lot of time on our hands and saved us a lot of money.
There you go. All right, well, enjoy the games. Good luck. 13s take down fours once in a while. We all know that can happen, and we know this particular four seed is going to be without their leading scorers. So good luck.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. I appreciate your support.
Chris Jones, father of Samford guard Ryland Jones, former assistant coach at Utah and Utah State.
Jonesy's one of the good guys.
You love having him on. You got great Jonesy stories. You and he have stories about each other and all the crazy stuff you saw and heard.
Yeah. Just
you bonded a long time ago.
Yeah, a basketball lifer for sure in this community. Everybody loves the guy. Yeah.
I asked him how he wanted to be introduced yesterday. He said, however they want. I'm like, well, I'm afraid what PK might come up with. He said, just tell PK, I know about his skeletons.
That sounds about right. That sounds like something you would say. DJ and PK, it's 97.5 The Zone. Coming up, Tim Lacombe joins us next, Jazz radio studio analyst. Get his thoughts on the NCAA tournament, plus the Jazz in Oklahoma City. We'll hit him with the question of the day, see what he thinks the timeline is. How long does it take the Jazz to follow in the Thunder's footsteps? We'll get to that next.